Hello and welcome to Enchantment, a Dragon Age Let's Play podcast. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Manny.
And this is episode 15.
We've made it so far, Brandon.
We've done it. Not that we're like particularly close to the end or anything.
No, we're not.
We've just done it. We've done a whole bunch of stuff. Last time was right after we completed the Circle Tower. And so we went to camp.
Did we defeat the demon?
Yes, we did. That was the very last thing we did. Demon. Yes. Yeah, we went to Redcliffe. We beat the big titty demon that was possessing Connor. And that's the last thing we've did. So now we're standing in front of Isolde, who didn't have to sacrifice herself. Connor's running around like his old self. He doesn't even remember being a demon. Eamon's still in bed and he's sick. And Manny, remember last time when we were like, we're going to Denerim?
We're not.
We're not going to Denerim.
No.
I thought we were.
No, we're not yet.
Yeah.
We postponed Denerim and decided to do some freaking DLC.
Yeah, so in the story, Tegan and Isolde, they were like, oh, Eamon's still sick. He needs the urn. Brother Genitivi can be found in Denerim and he can guide you. And we were like, you know, that's all great, but we're going to put that on hold for now. Because there's something more important, Manny, as you said.
We're doing some DLC.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because Eamon can wait. He's not that sick.
Yeah,
he's fine. The demon's gone. He has like what, a month?
Yeah,
and he can survive.
Yeah, totally.
So we could do that.
We
whole
have time.
Shit later.
Yeah,
I want to have fun. So we're gonna go to
nice breather.
Soldier's Peak.
Yeah, nice. It's sort of like a filler ep.
Yes,
but like
it's a bottle episode.
A very weighty one, right? Because this has a lot of importance to it. Do you know why, Manny?
I forgot why. Why?
Because the reason that I wanted to do this DLC quickly was because I looked it up and I found out that at the end of it, you get a box that you can put items in.
Mm.
Yeah, which I thought was going to solve all of our inventory woes.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily help all that much, but that was my dream. So I knew I wanted to get this DLC done. I sounded like I was going to tear up there for a second.
I'm like, Brandon, are you going to be okay?
I want to get the DLC done. And now we finally get to.
I almost chuckled back earlier when you were talking about Brother Genitivi because
Why?
I thought you were about to say Brother Genitalia.
No!
I was like, what?
This game. You know there's no one named Genitalia.
Why isn't there someone named Genitalia?
Wait. So, Dragon Age 2. We're gonna be playing a girl, but I think genitalia would be a little too much to have to say that the whole game. Like, this is genitalia. Oh my god.
Either way, we head back to the camp, and as always, someone wants to freaking talk to us.
Yeah, who is it this time?
It's our friend Alistair, who I cannot date.
Oh. Now that we're back at the camp, I want to talk about what happened at Redcliffe.
You were there, you saw what happened. I'm going to say, I think it turned out quite well, don't you?
I just wanted to thank you. You went out of your way to save the Isles family, and you did it, even though it would have been easier not to. There's been so much death and destruction. It makes me feel good that at least we were able to save something, no matter how small. I owe the Isle that much.
Aww. Oh, God. I didn't do it to please you.
You're welcome.
Who writes the dialogue in this where they're like, what's the bitchiest thing I could say right now? And they put that as an option.
Who do you think in BioWare? What's their name? Who's like the asshole?
I mean, I know some of the names of the people that write for BioWare. For Dragon Age?
Mm-hmm.
I know one of them is named David Gator. I know another one's named Mike Laidlaw, but I don't know how high they are. I think they're pretty darn high in the chain.
I'm pretty sure that it's like this bitch named Sue.
Poor Sue.
Sue is...
You think they're like, Sue, can you come up with some bitchy things to say?
Can I?
And she just like lives life as if she's always saying the bitchy option.
Yeah. Okay, Sue, calm the fuck down. This is how
sarcastic Sue.
Sarcastic Sue at BioWare.
Just always coming up with the sarcastic options to say.
Just say you're welcome.
I'm gonna say if we can stop the blight, we'll save much more.
Oh, okay.
You're right. Hopefully, by that time, there's still enough of Ferelden left to save. Good. Now that the warm, fuzzy part of the day is over with, we can get back to the ritual dismemberments. Oh, wait, it's not Tuesday, is it?
Oh, that was funny.
You can't even see his face. Okay, Stan, what you doing? Turn around, buddy.
I don't like you!
You hate him?
Okay. So I'm going to have to explain myself a bit.
Okay, sure. Why is that?
Okay, it's not that I don't like Sten.
Yeah.
I don't like him as much as the other characters.
Okay.
I don't like how just like one note he is. He seems like a very one note character. He's just very, you know.
Like, is it the stoicness?
It's very stoic.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't mind stoic characters. I love Batman, and he's very stoic.
That's true.
It's just like, he just seems like he's too stoic.
Okay.
Like, he doesn't have emotion.
Maybe if we were to learn more about him, and like, maybe the more you talk to him and get his, like, affection up, perhaps at some point there would be some stuff that revealed a bit more about what's really going on in his head.
Yeah.
But, yeah, maybe it's just stuff we never got to, but
he just
from what we can see,
He has as enough motion as freaking a tranquil, for Christ's sake. Like, I don't see him crack a smile. I mean, at least Morrigan's a bitch, but you know what?
Oh,
she's fun to have around.
Emotion,
She has emotion, she has goals, and she's a three-dimensional character. And like, yeah, I don't agree with her on most things, but you know what? She's fun to have around.
Yeah, I definitely agree. If I had to choose between Morgan and Sten, I would probably choose Morgan, but You know what? We don't bring either of them along where we're going.
I mean, I don't want them to come with us anyway.
Oh, ouch.
Well, we have our dream team already, so I don't mind not bringing those two with us. I mean, we're not even bringing Salvage with us anywhere either.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. A lot of people have to get cut. We're a big team, you know?
We are. There's a lot of people. This camp is a little crowded.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah, we gotta choose who we're bringing along. And so, we gotta do just that.
Do you want to do our dream team?
Do the dream team.
Shale, Wynn.
Yes.
And Liliana.
Yep.
Indeed.
These are like all of our faves.
This is my babes.
We should take Salvage along one of these days.
I feel so sad not having him around.
I know. Just he doesn't have as much he can do.
He's just a dog.
So I think we're supposed to be going to Soldier's Peak, or is it Van Loren's?
No, you said Soldier's Peak. I named the file Soldier's Peak. What's gonna happen to me?
So the DLC we spoke about before, it's called Soldier's Peak, and this DLC is going to involve a lot of fun stuff going in, but the main thing I'm worried about is that box, that great box.
You just really want to hold shit.
I just want to hold stuff in a box. Is that so much to ask?
I mean, Brandon, we're doing this entire mission just to get a damn box.
Just to get a damn box. Isn't that exciting to
you? I could go to IKEA. I could go to Ferelden IKEA and just get a box.
Where, man?
Where? Look on the map.
How? So this DLC is called Warden's Keep DLC, and we're going to see all of what it contains in a bit. But first, we get interrupted, Manny, by a random encounter. And boy, is this a fun one. Actually, first, we get a cutscene.
From the place that we thought we were gonna go to, Denerim.
Denerim. So we still actually get to visit Denerim. And this cutscene involves Loghain, his daughter Honora, who is also the queen, and Arl Howe, or as we know and love him,
Tim Curry.
Tim Curry. So I love this cutscene, honestly. I barely know what it involves, but it involves a lot of interrupting, which is my favorite thing. So as you listen out for the way they talk to each other.
It's very, like, fast.
Like, none of the lines stop fully. They're always interrupted by another person, and it's amazing.
Sire, I have more news. Yes. Well, it seems that the fighting has gone
Enough.
Exactly as you...
I would like to know what you intend to accomplish, Father. Should we not be fighting the Darkspawn instead of each other?
The nobility should be brought into line and then the Darkspawn defeated. This is no true blight, Honora. Only Kaelin's vanity demanded it be so.
Beg pardon, sir. But blight or no, we may not have the manpower to face the Darkspawn soon.
Kaelin approached your legions for support, did he
Never.
Not?
Never! Marek and I drove those bastards out! Not roll out the welcome for them now!
We need help, Father. We cannot deal with this crisis alone.
Ferelden will stand on its own!
Are they supposed to be interrupting each other like that?
I will lead it through this, Honora. You must have faith in me.
Did you kill Kaelin?
Kaelin's death was his own doing.
She's like, sure.
Ugh, about
Father. But I loved him!
But I loved him!
Right? I mean, that's her dad.
Mm-hmm.
That was her husband.
Yes.
But I loved him.
But Dad, I love him!
This is like the third time I've referenced Little Mermaid.
Yeah, Daddy, I love him.
Daddy, I love him!
It's iconic.
It's so iconic. Freaking Ariel crybaby.
Yeah, so in that cutscene, we have Loghain, Honora, and Arlhild.
All speaking in, like...
All speaking over each other. You just heard it. So dramatic. And Honora, she's a little fishy of her dad.
A little fishy.
Yeah, but Daddy, I loved him. Him being the king. That's the him in question. So... Lots of interesting political stuff going on there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you love it?
I love political stuff. I
love the political stuff.
So after that cutscene,
yeah,
we reach a kind of like, not a field, just like an area.
Yeah, it's one of those random encounter areas,
yes,
basically.
And we see a person running towards us.
Yes, a woman running towards us daintily asking for help.
Oh, thank the Maker. We need help. They attacked the wagon. Please help us. Follow me. I'll take you to them.
Bitch, you could say hi, good morning.
She's in crisis. I'll get the elf fruit. Okay, now I'm coming.
I thought we were an elf for a second.
Hello.
It's a trap. Look how she's smiling. Oh, it's the assassin.
Oh, hey. She looks like a scarecrow. Oh, what? Oh, shit.
The Grey Warden died here.
Oh, shit.
So this woman, who looks like a creepy scarecrow.
She has like this really devilish, like weird smile.
Yeah.
And she goes like, ugh.
And her eyes are like dark.
And her,
and her hair looks like straw.
And her mouth is just wide. And like, I'm just imagining like after she's done, you know, with her job, she just becomes hay. Flows
through
the wind.
Just flies in the air. She's never real at all. But she walks up to this caravan, and up walks the elven assassin hired by Loghain. So again, Loghain hired an assassin along with his band of Antivan crows, as the group is called. And when we walk up, the elven assassin walks up too, and he raises an arm, and up come all the bandits from hills, from behind barrels,
and it's
from
like,
behind us.
It's like one by one. It's like very dramatic. It's like boom, boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
And like archers run out all of a sudden.
I feel like they like choreographed this.
Yeah, they did. They're like, all right, get in your places for the dressed rehearsal of the ambush.
It's like, okay, listen, Bobby, I need you to be on point, okay? When Jimmy here rises up 5 seconds later, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4.
5, 6, 7, 8. Jimmy, Bobby. I was like, hey, what's the matter with you? And they were like fighting.
Hey, Duke won't get up at the right time, and it makes me look like I don't know what I'm doing. I just can't do this. I knew I should have done cats instead.
But they get up very synchronized, and a tree falls down from behind us and blocks our road out of here. So it's a crazy ambush, and we have to fight for our lives.
Enemies approaching.
All right, let's go, guys.
Guys! Oh!
Yikes.
That was
a lot.
That was...
I wonder if there's a way to, like, call the bluff.
Like... What do you mean cold bluff?
Like, because she's like, come help me.
I'd be like, no.
Do you think I could be like, something's up here?
Maybe.
I don't think there are any, like, options. I think she just ran up to us and we're like, okay.
This battle is crazy. We are completely overwhelmed.
It's, like, ridiculous. Like, we start and all of a sudden, huge explosion followed by death.
Oh, yeah.
And
there's, like, ridiculous. There's traps everywhere. Archers from the sides. And here we are, our melee hitters, like, all right, let's go get the enemy. And then we barely get any scratches on these people until we all die. Shale's the last one standing. It's a bloodbath.
You know what? They were well choreographed. That's why.
They're well choreographed. That's why. Yeah. We should try that. Next time we're at camp, do, like, aerobic exercises and warm-ups and start choreographing our plays.
Yes.
So we die and we end up all the way back in camp and have to figure out how we're going to get past this cutscene.
Is there a Dragon Age game where snow is involved?
Snow?
Like you go into like a cold area?
Yeah, I think so.
That'd be really nice during the winter.
What do you mean?
Like we record during the winter
and we're like in a snowy area during
it? Yeah.
As you say.
Yeah, I think Inquisition has a snowy area.
We need help. They attack.
No, bitch! I know what you is doing.
Follow me.
I know what
you're
planning.
We've returned for the second night.
Second performance. Oh my god! And this is canon now.
This is absolutely canon. They absolutely did rehearse this, and they went around doing their counts on who was gonna rise when.
Like I'm imagining, like it's some guy named like I don't know, like Chase. He does like these productions in Denerim because Denerim has Broadway. And, like he's not wearing like the traditional clothes of like Dragon Age. He's actually wearing like a black turtleneck and black like really skinny jeans. And he's just like, I'm so happy to see you all today. Thank you so much. I think our production of this ambush is gonna be a great success.
Yeah, and before we get there, they're like holding hands and doing like their senior speeches.
Yeah.
Like, this is gonna be some of our last ambushes together, so let's put everything into it.
Oh my god.
And I just imagine like, okay, places, guys, the warden's coming. Scarecrow, go ahead. You lead us in.
Okay. I'm a scarecrow.
She's
I'm
like Sharpay.
Ma, ma. Ma.
So they had their time to rehearse. We walk up, we don't get any choice but to help them. There's no option of like, something's fishy, we just have to go through it, we just have to do it. And this time, Manny, they're very well rehearsed because we didn't even get to move.
No,
we set off a trap like literally after making a single step or a spell or something, and we're just frozen in place as everyone attacks us and we die without moving an inch.
It was just like they just like destroyed us.
They absolutely destroyed us. It's crazy. So now we have to do a third attempt.
Brandon,
what am I supposed to do?
It's okay, you're gonna be fine.
How?
I don't know.
Well, all right, how are we gonna do this? We gotta think of a strategy.
Okay, get away from the middle, because there's big explosions.
So, like, immediately go to, like, the side people?
Yes.
That could work. These people are good at ambushing you. They're good assassins.
So we returned for a matinee showing of this ambush. And the cast is, like, so not on their game.
No,
because
not on
their game. Managed to finally defeat them.
Yes, and we did it using an ingenious tactic. Strung up. That's not how people say it. By Manny himself. Manny, what was the tactic?
I actually totally forgot how this tactic worked.
Okay, well, Manny's tactic was to, instead of being in the middle of all the action...
Oh, yeah, we went around.
Yes, we went around to the archers first. Mm-hmm. And by the time we were done with one side of archers, our companions killed all the people in the middle. And then we just had to kill another, like, the other side of archers. And then we were done.
See, this is what... Chase did not expect that. No. Chase was so in on the performance that he did not realize that... I can go around.
Yeah, we can go around. We're part of this show, damn it. And the last two times, you know, the audience, they were on their knees with how floored they were from this performance. Speechless.
Speechless, dead. But now Chase will never work in this town again.
Nope, because he's dead. And is everyone else, except for one person, who is the Antivan Crow, who started all this, the Elven Zevran. And so we have the opportunity to speak to him as he writhes on the ground after he's been defeated.
Wake him up to talk to him.
I rather thought I would wake up dead, or not wake up at all, as the case may be.
Your plan really works.
But I see you haven't killed me yet.
Strategist.
I have some questions.
Ah, so I am to be interrogated. Let me save you some time. My name is Zevran. Zev to my friends. I am a member of the Antivan Crows, brought here for the sole purpose of slaying any surviving Grey Wardens, which I have failed at, sadly.
How funny.
How funny. At least he has humor in killing us. I'm rather happy you failed. Who hired you to kill us?
A rather taciturn fellow in the capital. Loghain, I think his name was.
Always Loghain.
That's it.
God, Loghain, what's your issue?
Does that mean you're loyal to Loghain?
I have no idea what his issues are with you. The usual.
I have no idea what you
threatened his power, yes? Beyond that, no, I am not loyal to him. I was contracted to perform a service.
And I failed that service?
Well, that's between Loghain and the crows, and between the crows and myself.
We have a dead, like, deer, whatever that is, a dead cow. And between you and me?
Isn't that what we're establishing now?
What were you to see next?
I wasn't. If I had succeeded, I would have returned home and the crows would have informed your Loghain of the results, if he didn't already know. If I had failed, I would be dead, or I should be, at least as far as the crows are concerned. No need to see Loghain then.
You had failed?
What can I say, huh? I am an eternal optimist.
Huh.
Although the chances of succeeding at this point seem a bit slim, don't they? No, I don't suppose it's that funny.
What the fuck?
Well, here's the thing. I failed to kill you, so my life is forfeit. That's how it works. If you don't kill me, the crows will. Thing is, I like living. And you obviously are the sort to give the crows pause, so let me serve you instead.
Let's take him.
What? You're taking the assassin with us now? Does that really seem like a good idea?
Oh.
We'll persuade him. Don't worry about it, we can use him.
Yeah.
We've only failed a few times. We were desperate. Really. I think it just knocked on the door
failed,
and said hello.
Not like that much.
Welcome, Zevran. Having an Antivan crow join us sounds like a fine plan.
Oh, you are another companion to be then? I wasn't aware such loveliness existed amongst adventurers.
Oh,
or maybe not.
I hereby pledge my oath of loyalty to you until such a time as you choose to release me from it. I am your man, without reservation. This, I swear.
Something new.
No.
So, we've met a new member of the team.
We got Zevran.
Zevran, yes. So, it turns out, the Antivan Crows isn't the best job. He joined them through essentially slave trade. He was sold to them. And if he were to go back to them after failing this mission, he would die.
That's really messed up, especially after two great performances.
Yeah.
Great performances.
Yeah, he was doing so well.
Yes.
And now there's no hope for him. It's so sad. It's like all those amazing performances of his past meant nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the way we did it in my ambush group in high school.
What was the name of your ambush group?
It didn't have a name.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
so
we
artistic.
Were way more covert. We didn't have a name. So he's with us. He says that going to Loghain would end up with him being killed. Even if he tried to kill the warden in his sleep or something, he would probably be killed out of principle anyway. So he was like, you know what? I'm going to take my chances, join you guys. You seem nice. So we have a new friend.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
The more people, the happier I am, except, you know, Sten. But still.
Oh, Sten
he's
is
He's not the
fine.
Worst, but he's just, he's kind of like there.
Yeah, he's just, he's Sten, you know?
Yeah.
Not everyone has to be, like, outgoing, and it's fine. And Zevran definitely seems outgoing.
Yeah, definitely.
He's a jokester. He's on the ground dying, and he's like, oh, I guess I lost. Ha ha.
Help me.
Yeah, he's definitely, like, the star of this ambush group.
Yeah.
There were definitely people waiting for autographs
he's
on the way
Sharpay.
Out.
He's the Sharpay.
Yeah, he's the Sharpay, exactly. He knows what he's got. He's got talent, kid. And now we have him with us.
Do you want to have him join us now?
Yes, have him join us now.
Well, he's a rogue. So you want to have Liliana wait?
Yeah, Liliana, she deserves a break.
Blood and damnation.
She's been in our party, like, ever since we got her.
Exactly.
I love this game.
He's taking the cheese knife.
He's taking the cheese knife.
Look at the description. The inscription on the blade reads, "For Olaf, finally, a blade that's up to the challenge of one of your fine, firm cheeses."
Oh my god!
That's incredible.
Fine.
The fine, firm cheeses.
So after, you know, we recruit Zevran and give him the most powerful weapon he's held ever.
Yeah.
The cheese knife.
Olaf's cheese knife. Oh, amazing.
Oh my god. All the firm cheeses.
All the firm cheeses he can now cut with that thing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, Zevran made a good choice coming with us. We hooked him up.
Yeah, we definitely did.
Mm-hmm.
So after we finish all that, getting our team together, we decide to go to Soldier's Peak.
Yeah.
Well, we reach Soldier's Peak.
Uh-huh.
And we get to a very new kind of environment.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And 'tis the season for this kind of environment.
Indeed.
Here we are.
Whoa!
Oh my god! You just asked if there was a snowy area.
No!
Look at the size of her. What a fortress. I told you the map would get us through.
This is
the
guy that told us to come here a while ago. Andraste's blood.
How'd you find the path on your own?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Now you have to tell me.
It came to me in my dream.
Oh!
When I was a lad, tried going through the tunnel by myself.
Be real.
Got horribly lost.
To anyone in their dreams,
every now and
the
again
demon.
Since, I've dreamt of it.
Definitely, yeah. How do you know that? Why didn't you mention this before?
I didn't want you to think I was some moon-addled simpleton.
Well, you
are.
Have
my wits about me. But enough of that. I'll follow you from a distance. This place has the stench of death. I expect there's trouble up ahead.
As soon as he said he saw it in a dream, now I'm like very much expecting demons, yeah.
We made it, Manny.
I know it's a wonderful winter wonderland, even though I really fucking hate winter in real life.
It's beautiful, and we made it slightly late for the holiday season.
I know.
In the real life.
Especially that this is going to be such a holiday-themed thing.
Yeah, I mean, we have the snow. Yeah, I could practically hear the jingle bells in the distance between all the shambling corpses. That's our chainmail as we walk across the snow. Kill the corpse. We're getting bitten by zombies.
Ah! Well, you know what? We don't know when Andrasmus is in real life, in like their world.
In their world?
Yeah.
I don't know what holidays they celebrate. Maybe we should find this out.
I mean, I assume if it's like Andraste is like the Jesus-like person.
Yeah.
Then it should be like Andrasmus.
Yeah, it's not one to one, but
it's gonna be one to one.
I'm sure they have some sort of celebration.
Yeah,
but yes, we're in a wintry wonderland, and Levi tells us about a beautiful dream he had. Which, as soon as we heard "dream," something came to him in a dream. We're like, oh, so demons.
That's some demon shit.
That's demons.
Mm-mm, that's not part of the
dreams
holiday spirit.
Dreams is demons. Mm-mm. No, yeah. So Levy's just kind of like, oh. Yeah, I didn't think you would believe me, but it came to me in a dream. That's how I knew it came here. So,
and be like, bah, shit.
Yeah, great.
Turn around.
We got walked into some demon shit yet again by this guy. I feel like everywhere we go is demons. Like, it's never anything else. It's always a demon.
It's like, can it just be like a wolf or something?
Like, it's not even Darkspawn. It's like, you would think the Blight's coming. Everywhere we go, there's Darkspawn. But no, everywhere we go, there's demons. Like, is this just an ongoing problem?
I'm guessing.
That demons are just everywhere, and people are like, oh, could it be demons? I've never seen a demon. Like, how have you never seen a demon? Everywhere we go, there are demons.
They're popular. They're like, you know, they're like Pokemon.
They're like Pokemon, yeah.
Like Pokemon.
Except boobier.
They're boobier?
I don't know. Some Pokemon are a little too suggestive.
Jinx,
Lopunny, Gardevoir.
Gardevoir is very suggestive.
Well, it just has like one spike for a boob.
But it's a boob.
It's there. Anyway, whatever. The point is, we entered this winter wonderland and we're met with corpses, demons, all that genre of enemy.
Well, here we are.
Welcome to Santa's workshop.
Oh.
Fall back! Fall back already!
Taking the peak will not be easy, my lord.
What? I gave the Waltons one chance to die with honor. Instead, they hole up like cowards. We follow the king's advice, then. Starve them out.
But the peak has months of supplies.
Then we wait. When they are too weak to lift their weapons, we will send them to their final judgment.
Was that Logain?
I think it looks like it.
What was that? Felt a bit woozy there.
Demons!
I'm not mad, am I? You saw it too.
It was like a waking dream. I had a vision too, Levy.
How is that possible? This place truly is haunted.
We gotta get some.
The veil is thin here. The circle was that way too. Well, that's cool. You probably like wouldn't have that option if you didn't go there.
The veil?
You don't even know, Levy.
Oh my god, Levy, like get with the fucking...
That's what separates us from the veil and the demons.
Demons? God. Thank Andraste,
you
can...
Do you even know what world you live in?
After you.
Do people not know about the Fae and the Veil? Are they just like...
Well,
I don't know.
I didn't take history class. Oh, I remember, have you ever seen, A Diva's Christmas Carol?
A Diva's Christmas Carol? No, I have not.
A long time ago. I think it's either late 90s, early 2000s, VH1. Had a movie called Diva's Christmas Carol.
Okay.
And it was basically like this singer who was like this ultra diva. Imagine like Beyonce was a really big bitch.
Okay.
And like after Destiny's Child like broke up, like the one of them died and the other one became like poor.
Okay.
And so, you know, the typical Christmas Carol formula, past, present, future, ghosts.
Oh, great.
And then at the end she has like a reunion concert with the poor woman.
Okay.
As the dead one overlooks them.
Oh, God.
And
that's
they,
weird.
They sing Lovely Weather First Lay Right Together With You. And that's why I say, well, because in that version, it's like, and da 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 go woo hoo. And someone in the audience is like, woo-hoo! I think so. That's how I remembered it.
Lovely Weather First Lay Right Together With You. Giddy up, let's go!
And it's called A Diva's Christmas Carol?
I'm pretty sure it's called A Diva's Christmas Carol. I will, let me research. Yes, it is A Diva's Christmas Carol.
Yikes.
It was released in 2000.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Oh, I have to go get it.
You have to.
Yes. And I remember there was a song called Heartquake.
Heartquake.
Yeah, it's like, no, make my heart quake.
Is the whole thing a musical?
No, it's not. The whole thing's not a musical. It's like, it has a couple of songs in it. Just like, mother at a concert. Because she's a singer. It's a deep
heartquake
carol.
The men's morale is low.
Oh, shit.
My spells are of no use in this matter.
Let me see. I need.
There is more to leading men than sorcery.
I need to hear the lyrics too.
There's ghosts.
Ooh, can you read
on
that?
On these grounds. Virtuous men stood against a tyrant. I'm trying to be accent. It's tyrant. They stood defiant and stood for freedom, and they died.
Oh.
It is signed by the Grey Warden defenders who were besieged by King Arlen's forces.
After all this talk about Diva's Christmas Carol.
A classic, Brandon.
A true classic.
True classic.
We make our way inside of the fortress, and we find ghosts. There are ghosts around the room.
So, like, good with the season. Christmas Carol, ghosts.
Yeah, it has all the ingredients that you need for a great Christmas special.
Yes.
Just like A Diva's Christmas Carol. We have a Warden's Christmas Carol.
Yep.
With the ghosts of Warden's past.
Mm-hmm.
And so we read a list that's posted to the wall right by the entrance.
And I swear, I feel like it's probably like some reference to maybe like the developers, because these names are so bizarre.
Yeah, it's like Eamon, not Eamon, that's a character.
It's like Lopez the something.
Yeah, like Edward the colorblind and things like that. So it's got to be some sort of reference inside. Maybe we could find that out at some point. But we read this whole list of names and we're left to continue further into the castle through demons and ghosts and shambling corpses.
And more trivia about the classic Diva's Christmas Carol.
Well, yes, that too.
So I found the lyrics to Heartquake.
What are they?
It's like, you can't be serious, there must be some mistake. Am I delirious or do I feel a heartquake?
Oh my god.
I will remind you that this movie originally takes place, like part of it takes place in the 80s.
Uh oh. It takes place in the 80s?
Like part of it, like
the past. Oh, here are the demons.
Oh. Oh my god, Diablos! Que Diablo!
What we got in here? We got a kitchen. Okay. Who we gonna fight in here?
Oh.
Well, there's no one in here, but there is a chest. Oh, can Zevran lockpick? I didn't even check.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
That's gonna be problematic if you can't lockpick. Mm. Well, Zevran, this might be our last hurrah together.
Oh my god!
We find out here, in this fateful kitchen, that Zevran does not have the ability to lockpick.
You know, I was rooting for Zevran. I was gonna be like, you know what, he's gonna be a good part of the team.
Yeah.
But no.
He was making jokes, he was being fun to have around.
He was gonna be our comic relief.
Yeah, he fights with two daggers, one in each mm-hmm. hand, so you know, him doing so much damage, does great with Wynn, who's a healer, so it kind of like makes up for the low damage output from Wynn. We felt like we had such a great dynamic.
But no, he can't open any boxes. And now there are things that I want that I can't have because he can't open boxes.
Yeah, Stefan, he grew up as a noble. He's rugged, but he's high maintenance.
He's very high maintenance.
He needs to find the items that he can get to, you know, build up his social status again. But no,
nope.
We're losing all this loot. Because Zevran can't lockpick. It's so sad.
It's a box. Why can't you just break it open?
Stefan should be able to do it himself, right?
Yeah, like he's strong enough.
Yeah, he's got swords that could take a few beatings to a chest.
Yeah.
There's so many swords not using. And is Shale still with us?
No, I think it's Shale, Alistair, and Wynn.
You mean Zevran, Alistair,
and Wynn? Zevran, Alistair, and Wynn.
Right, yeah. So we don't have Shale to punch through the boxes. We were originally going to bring Shale.
We were, but we brought Alistair
yeah,
instead.
Sadly. Sorry, Zevran. You know, you're a great guy. We really enjoy having you around, but he can't lockpick, and that's a big...
It's a big problem.
That's a big problem. So we continue onward through the castle, and we eventually find a book lying in the ground that's called the Archivist's Journal.
Oh, a book. It's badly burned, but you can make a word out here and there, and that is all. What?
The door won't hold, Archivist.
Almost done. The truth must be told.
What does it matter? We're dead.
Our grand rebellion so close. And to die here, a stillbirth.
We never should have done it. Wardens aren't supposed to oppose kings and princes.
Upright.
Should we stand idly by?
Whoa! Don't you understand? Idly by? What?
Rebellion? What's this about a rebellion?
I
if only
know.
The book weren't burned.
I don't know, bitch. Maybe there are other records.
So, with this scene, it's like a ghostly presence fills the whole room and we see what's happening in the past.
Again.
Yes.
Ghost of Andras Miskvass.
Yes. Yeah. And so we see the archivist looking over his journal. And a woman runs in and she's yelling, oh my god. Point is, the whole takeaway from the scene is that it seems like the wardens are doing something wrong here. They're fighting against the king's forces of Ferelden, which is something the Grey Wardens really don't typically do. They're really meant to fight Darkspawn and all that. So they're doing something very fishy, and this is our first kind of glimpse into that. And so it leaves us kind of shaken. We walk into another room, a big room, you can tell a battle's gonna happen in there. And then yet another scene starts, another ghostly scene.
Make them pay for every inch, men!
They're not holding weapons.
Hold the flank! Avernus, we need you!
Nelartep, Obrasorth, Sifan, Netbehan.
Oh shit!
Andraste's blood! What?
More Avernus! Whatever it takes!
Oh shit. Are these the wardens?
Press them! Press them now!
Oh.
Damn.
No! I command you, fight the king's men!
It is the wardens that summon the demons.
So much death, suffering, and oh yes,
blood. The veil is torn now. Your soul is mine, Avernus.
Acolytes, that's something you never want to hear.
Retreat now. The battle is lost.
Avernus!
So the wardens try to use magic, demon magic.
So this scene was like a big battle
between
Marilyn Manson looking lady and a bunch of like these other people. What were they with the king?
Yeah, they were the king's forces.
And then there's this one wizard guy going like throwing spells and casting demons everywhere.
Yeah, and the demons were being called upon from the warden side of the battle.
Yeah.
So here we get clarification that it's actually the wardens that are summoning the demons. And they're the ones that cause all this demon shit. And so Avernus, the name of the mage that's doing all this, he gets confronted by one of the demons he calls forth. And the demon is like, your soul's mine now. You can't control me, bitch. And the demons just start attacking everyone.
That's right. You don't do deals with demons.
Of course not.
You don't. You end up like this.
You end up like this. And so the lady, we find out, is the ancestor of Levi Dryden, mm-hmm. the person who accompanied us and told us to come here in the first place. And so he has a freak out. He's like, I can't believe this. My ancestry is causing all this pain, but we can't stop to dwell on that because a huge battle starts up with a bunch of demons and we're forced to now get in on the fight.
And boom, bitch. Gow! Gow!
Wardens don't forbid blood magic, apparently.
Oh.
Anything it takes to win.
I believed that my family was better than that. But answers may lay up ahead.
Okay, well, keep thinking, but we just saw a vision of it.
We continue through the castle after Levi has his crisis.
He is just like having like, what's going on?
Yeah, like my family, I thought they were better than this. But it's like, no. We just saw your ancestor summon demons willingly. So, I don't know. But, you know, he has hope that somehow there's all some sort of misunderstanding. So we get further confirmation because we walk further into the castle and into what looks like an office.
I don't think it's like when you say office, I'm imagining like, you know, wooden panel walls and like a little desk.
That's like, what it looks like.
But it's like, it's a giant, it's a room, it's a stone room with a wooden desk.
Yeah. But it looks like an office to me. And in there is Marilyn Manson. It's the warden, the Grey Warden that we saw in that ghostly vision, who is supposedly Levi's great-great-grandmother, and she's just, like, pale as anything. Her eyes are demonic-looking.
And she has, like, black, like, little like yeah, circles like, under her eyes.
Yeah, like blood dripping down from her mm-hmm. eyes. Totally possessed. And so we show up like, hey,
hi, what's up?
Yeah, hi, how are you alive? Good to see you.
We have an appointment.
Yeah, exactly. We enter this office and talk to this clearly possessed Grey Warden.
Step no further, Warden. This one would speak with you.
Who or what are you?
This one is the
Commander.
Sophia. Marilyn Manson.
All these things.
Grandmother?
You've slain many of the demon ilk to get here. This one would propose a deal.
Levi, I'm afraid your great-great-grandmother's possessed.
Oh.
That, or she's really let herself go. Huh. My great-great-grandmother is dead. I don't know what that is.
Is there anything of the real Sophia left inside you?
This one has tasted her memories, seen her thoughts and hidden places. But she is food for this one, no more, no less.
Why should I trust a demon?
What is one woman child compared to your might? Strike me down if my terms offend. A fool this one would be to betray the warden.
Tell me about this deal. I guess we might as well. I'm curious to know what the deal is.
Making deals with demons now, are we? I must say, the crows have misjudged wardens. You are more cunning and ruthless than we suspected. Carry on. Do not let me get in the way.
I'm not trying to do it.
Your crow is wise. This one will explain the deal. The soldier's peak traps me. This one sees so many tantalizing places in the Dryden's memories. This one would see the world herself.
for me to be free, into the old mage tower you go and destroy. In return, this one seals the veil. No more demons. No more enemies. Your peak would be safe. Just let this one go into the world.
No.
This one will roam. This one will see. This one will feed. But without me, the veil will grow weaker. More demons. More misery. You choose just one of my kind, or many.
No, there's no way I'm gonna deal with you.
Then you are a fool!
Oh, that's hard it.
Oh shit.
Another successful battle on our part, Manny.
I'm tired. I'm tired of these battles. Can we just talk and just, you know, no more fighting? Yeah. It's Christmas.
I mean, we tried to talk, but she is a demon. So she was like, oh, let me out into the world or I'll, without me, the veil will tear and all the demons will come. And we're just like, okay, we're not gonna deal
with
this demon.
Yeah, no.
We know better than to deal with demons.
We already dealt with a cat.
Yeah.
A little boy.
But that being said, whenever we immediately try to attack the demon, it also goes poorly. Like with the girl, how like we kind of had to play the system in order to get it to end well. So we did try to talk and listen, and Zevran called us out on it, and it was a whole big thing. But eventually, we beat the demon, and no one had to die or get possessed or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, except for
the demon.
The demon having possessed the Grey Warden,
yeah,
Sophia. But you know what? That's fine.
That's fine.
That happened.
She was old.
We couldn't have presented that.
Yeah.
That this already happened. She would be dead if she weren't possessed.
Exactly.
So, in a way, we freed her, because she's been living as a possessed demon.
Good service.
Yeah. So, we continue on.
Damn,
that was creepy looking.
Where's our box?
I came here for a box. Where is it? Where's the box? I know you have it. Oh, there's more.
Whoa.
An old vial contains a nauseous potion. No one can say how long it has sat on this table. Drink or leave it alone. I'm not gonna drink that shit.
Leave it alone. Be adventurous.
You want to drink it?
No, don't drink it.
So we find a dusty old potion in just on a table in this tower that we walked to, and it's named Avernus's Tower. Avernus was the name of the mage we saw in that ghostly vision that conjured the demons. So we know the person who owned this tower is kind of a blood mage demon lover.
Yeah.
So it's just a potion sitting on a desk, and when you interact with it, the game's like, do you want to drink it? Like, why?
It's
why
like would I drink Alice it? In Wonderland. Yeah. When you drink the thing and you make it bigger.
You don't just drink dusty old potions. That could just be poison. It could kill you.
You know what, Brandon? You that's why you let someone else try it. Like, let Levy try it. I mean, what is he contributing to?
Levy try. Yeah, he just follows us around. He doesn't even contribute to the fight.
He's like, oh no, a battle. Let me stand here.
Yeah, he just stands like perfectly pinned straight.
And no one goes after him to kill him. I don't understand. I don't like it.
Because they know he's not a threat.
Yeah. But clearly. Please explain what would happen if we drank that potion.
This potion, it's a special potion.
Ooh.
Would you like to know
what
it would do?
What would it do?
So when you drink this potion, it gives you two new abilities.
What are they?
We're soon about to learn that Avernus was a bit of a scientist. Mm-hmm. Like magic science, I guess. And he was trying to unlock the secrets and the true power of the Grey Wardens. And so the joining ritual that all Grey Wardens go through is sort of like a form of blood magic, mm-hmm. because you're drinking the Darkspawn blood, gaining new powers from it. And so by drinking this potion, you're kind of unlocking more like powerful sort of blood magic abilities through your Grey Wardenness, right?
Yeah.
So there's different abilities based on whether you're a mage, rogue, or a warrior. So in our case, the warrior talents that we would have gained would be Bloodthirst, which is a sustained ability. And it says here, the warrior's own tainted blood spills in sacrifice, increasing movement speed, attack speed, and critical chance. For as long as the mode is active, however, you suffer greater damage and continuously diminish health. And then you have Blood Fury, which is the warrior sprays tainted blood in order to knock back nearby enemies.
Wait. We spray?
Yeah.
Like
it just sprays out of you. Like goes like. Yep. The gush of blood, however, results in a loss of personal health. So generally, all of these abilities you can gain involve you like hurting yourself in some way to get like a really powerful increase in your damage output or something else that's beneficial to you.
I don't like that.
Yeah, so we probably wouldn't have used these a lot anyway if we did get them, yeah. Just because we're very careful about losing health like that. But yeah, that's what we missed out on, becoming a more powerful warden for the sake of, I guess, blood magic, succumbing to blood magic in a way.
It's gross.
That's yeah, I'm kind of glad that didn't happen.
We already did the joining once. I don't need to do, let me have more blood. Let me have another potion. Yeah.
It's basically joining part two.
Joining part two.
Yes, yeah, so we didn't do that. And we continue onward. And we eventually meet Avernus himself somehow.
I hear you. Don't disrupt my concentration.
He's alive, I guess.
Even now, the demons seek to replenish their numbers. Are you to thank for this welcomed but temporary imbalance?
All right. I know your crimes, Avernus. You're a monster.
A monster? For 100 years, I have fought them.
That voice sounds familiar.
Spell by spell. If I am a monster, it is because I must be one. Why are you here? What is your intent?
I want some answers.
To what questions, I wonder? Ask.
Time for questions is over.
No more questions.
She hasn't even asked anything yet. Sophia's great-grandson brought me here. Levy, go ahead.
Master Mage, sir, my family name has been worth less than dirt for over a century. Do you have any proof that Sophia was a hero?
The boy who braved the mists. So you heeded my call. And you are a dryden. The cosmos has a sense of humor.
Your call...
He was but a boy when he entered the tunnels below the peak. His heart pure, his character certain. In dreams, I gave him the keys he would need. He would be my deliverance.
Just answer me, Levy's question.
Your great-great-grandmother was the best. Brave, charismatic, fiery, utterly devoted to the fight. But still we lost. We fought against a tyrant, you know, so full of vigor then, so blind to consequence.
Like he is like
a proof?
I think he's lying.
There's none to be had.
I'm sorry, Levy.
I had hoped.
We don't want proof
but
this
thank
guy.
You, Warden.
What was the purpose of your experiments?
To stop the demonic tide, to correct the miscalculations of the past. Blood magic comes from demons. They could counter every bit of law I knew. But the darkspawn taint, that is alien to them. And it has power. The wardens use it merely to sense darkspawn. A triviality. My research has discovered so much more. Hinted at even greater heights.
Like.
This knowledge could not only save Soldier's Peak, with it the wardens could grow even more powerful.
Can you teach me what you've learned?
This is
you've already read my research.
Oh.
But in time, with the proper materials, I could learn so much more.
It's wrong. You're no better than the demons.
I have done what I must.
We are so persuasive.
But let me undo my greatest of mistakes. Let me cleanse this place.
I love it.
Then I will accept whatever
He's
justice
like, let me just
you
finish what
feel
I'm doing,
right.
and then I'll face justice. Only a monster would sacrifice his fellow wardens, or do you want to say the time for questions is over?
Only a monster would sacrifice his fellow wardens.
It was necessary. It was vital. The few meager years of life they would have spent trapped in this tower were nothing compared to the greater goal. I gave their death meaning.
I want to see what other options there were. How have you survived? Actually, I want to know that.
The Chantry foolishly forbids blood magic, but there are so many secrets to uncover. As my body decayed, I found ways to extend it. But that can only go so far.
The time for questions is over.
Time for questions is over.
So be it.
Bitch!
My only request. If justice or vengeance drive you, stay your hand until the demons are dealt with.
So we got to meet Avernus in the flesh. He's still alive.
How? I mean, he's magic.
Magic demons, you know, whatever. All that stuff, keeping him alive. Woo! And we get to see in person the kinds of torturous experiments he's done on the wardens, because around his study or his lab or whatever you want to call it,
this is his office. This is the real office. This is the real office.
Exactly. There's just torture equipment and like dead warden bodies hanging from stuff.
They're, as I said, they're fine.
Yeah, they're totally fine. It's, you know, so gross, so unethical.
Why are like people who are like super like into the science of this world like really evil?
Yeah, they're always evil and like want to torture, and they're never just wholesome scientists. There's no rules. There's no ethics here.
No.
So, however, he is a very powerful mage, and he is one of the few people that's going to be capable of ending this demonic takeover of the keep here. So we agree to join forces with him so we can stop the demons from overrunning this place. So we move back to where we saw that vision of the demon battle, because that's where the demon gate is that we can finally close.
We must act quickly. The demons are clawing on the gates. The veil must be closed.
What do I do? Oh, wow. Jeez.
I will unravel the summoning circles I drew so long ago. Waves of spirits and demons may come through. Dispatch them. I will begin.
Great, let's do it.
First, I must summon the magical energies. I feel them. They're coming.
So this battle starts.
Yes.
And like the demons that we saw before, you know, the ones that like come out of a circle in the ground and like
pop up. I think they're rage demons.
I think that's what they're called. I call them circle pop-up demons.
Okay, yeah, sure.
We fight a couple of those, and then after we defeat those, we get another classic big titty desire demon.
Yeah. So the way this battle works is Avernus is like whooshing his magic to open the gates, and we have to battle a wave of enemies, and then he whooshes again and another wave of enemies, and this happens repeatedly. So you get those types of demons, then you get big titty demon, then you get another type of demon.
You know what would have been so awful?
What?
If, like, he summoned another sloth demon and then you went back into the face.
That would be awful.
I would have yelled at you.
I mean, this was DLC, right?
Yeah.
Like, if that happened and people had paid for this, like, I bought this DLC for the love of the game and you do this to me? You put me in the fade again?
I trusted you!
BioWare! That would have been crazy.
But luckily it did not happen.
It did not happen. And we beat every wave of demons.
Yay! And not die.
Yeah, I'm shocked. We do amazingly in this battle. And so we have the opportunity to speak to Avernus again. And now it's like, all right, we did what we came here to do. The keep is saved. Now, what do we do from here? Is he allowed to just continue torturing and trying to study his science? Do we kill him? Do we let him continue researching?
Well, let's see.
Let's find out what Stefan chooses.
It's over. The veil is strong now. Stronger, at least. I said I'd submit to judgment. And so I shall. Can I be left to experiment in peace?
I'm not gonna let him continue researching. If it's, like, unethical. You want to say research ways to help the wardens ethically?
Yes.
With what time I have left, I will do this. It may take months or years for my research to reach fruition. When it does, I will send for you.
Okay.
Thank you for this, Warden.
Oh, bye.
You've done it, Warden. Soldier's Peak is safe again.
Easy walks.
That old geezer Avernus deserves the gallows, if you ask me, but people will do queer things to survive.
Oh, excuse me?
But if he does the proper research,
you know what queer means, right?
Without the sacrifices of black magic at all, maybe he'll turn up something good. But there was no proof to redeem my family.
Aw. The past won't offer redemption. Try the future instead. That one, because Stefan is a motivational
speaker.
For so long,
speaker. I was focused on the past.
I get paid by the hour.
But I think I would have been better off had I stayed at home.
That'd be 300.
I find myself at a loss.
Gold?
You've got a whole
five backpacks, please.
I suppose I should start applying my trade again.
All the backpacks.
Where will you go?
That sounds like you don't care.
Where will you go?
I might use the peak as a base of operations.
Oh.
So many bandits about. But none would dare come here. Nice place to store trade goods. You, of course, will get a sizable discount.
Hell yeah.
Looks like we're done here. A demonic invasion thwarted, a warden base safely rescued. We do good work.
Once my family comes, I might have some merchandise you could buy.
Look forward to that.
Might tidy the place up a bit, too. Well, my nephew.
Well, that'll be nice. Bye.
Do we get a box?
Can I get a box?
Where's the box?
Oh, portrait.
Where's the box?
I feel sun through the ashes in the sky.
So that was episode 15 of Enchantment.
Yeah.
And we did not accomplish anything. Well, we
That's
did.
That's not true.
We did accomplish stuff. We got Zevran. We didn't get a box.
No, it turns out, you have to come back after Levy's family tidies up the place in order to get the box. And the box isn't even in the camp, it's here at Soldier's Peak. So if we want to do all the inventory stuff, we have to come all the way back here.
No.
But we do have Zevran, and now that we've done this DLC, we can continue on with our missions. So next time, as promised last time before this Christmas special began... We'll be going to Denarim.
Oh my god, where Chase is from.
Where Chase is from. Where Broadway is. And we're gonna do all of our side quests and meet Brother Genitivi. It's gonna be amazing.
It's gonna be
right?
Great.
What could go wrong?
What could go
wrong? Yeah, we're just finally making a just quiet trip. No demons, hopefully. Just getting some errands done in the big city.
Everyone loves to do some little errands.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
It's gonna be quaint.
Yes.
And so... you can follow us online on Twitter and Facebook at EnchantmentCast. And you can email us at EnchantmentPodcast@gmail.com. And if you enjoyed the show, you can support us by rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts or wherever it is you listen to us. So, as always, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Manny.
And this has been Enchantment. Thank you for listening.
And enjoy the rest of your stay at Disney's Magic Kingdom. And Happy New Year.